I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 664, One Thing. Today is the final question of the 10 questions that we've been using to begin 2022. If you missed any of the first 9 episodes of the year, you can go back and take a listen. The strength of these 10 questions is not that they're super profound or shockingly original, but that they're simple, practical, and intentional ways to chart this new year together. The podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And maybe one way to do that better is to just focus on one thing. On day 10 of the new year, we come to the final question. And as my dad would say, it's a goodie. The question today is, what single thing can you plan to do this year that will matter most in 10 years or in eternity? Wow. Give me about 5 minutes. Let's delve into that big question. Hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to think beyond the moment, beyond getting what you need right now, and looking to the future, to the legacy that you will leave. Some years I pick a word or a phrase and then try to live into that word or phrase all year long. And some years I believe the Holy Spirit gave that word to me. This is what you're to focus on, Tim. Now, that doesn't mean we don't do other things, but it becomes kind of a North Star, something to specifically give our attention to during the year. What I'd like to do in this final question is really focus on our legacy. The fruit of this question is not seen or noticed immediately, but it will last. It'll be more obvious in the future. When it comes to legacy, Scripture is all about it. We have verses like Psalm 78:4. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. Or Joshua 4:21-22. And He said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. Or Psalm 145:4, one generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. This 10th question may be the best of all because of its long-lasting impact. Is there something that you can begin doing now at the start of this year or do more intentionally that will matter most in 10 years or in eternity? Let me give you some practical ideas to get you started. Maybe for you, you write a journal of your life with God. I don't mean a lot. Even a few sentences a day can be a treasure in years to come to those who come after you. Maybe you share the family stories of the faith. Don't assume they know them. The Jews were masters at sharing the stories of the faith. They passed their faith on orally. Deuteronomy 6 says to speak of Him when you walk along the way, when you rise up, when you lie down. You get the idea. Another idea, give of your resources to a ministry that will bring people to Jesus. That will last into eternity. Another idea, keep short accounts. Don't harbor bitterness and unforgiveness in this new year. Let it go and free both of you. That will matter in eternity. And most of all, maybe the best way to leave a legacy is to make sure that you live what you believe, that you live a life of honesty, integrity, and humility. All right, one thing, what's yours? Here's the great question again. What single thing can you plan to do this year that will matter most in 10 years, in eternity? Let's pray this prayer. Father, we could be driven to despair in the midst of the evil that surrounds us if we don't walk in the light of your truth. We walk in the true wisdom that comes from heaven, not in the flawed wisdom that comes from the world. Help us to make the most of every opportunity to stand for divine truth in our minds and in our speech and in our actions. Help us to be faithful in passing on the faith to the next generation. We want to be a light that shines forth in the creeping darkness of our land so that we can show others the way to eternal life. In the name of your dear Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 665. In the meantime, you ever heard the phrase playing the long game? It's been defined as taking the necessary steps now to set yourself up for long-term success. It means not sacrificing long-term gains for short-term wins. As believers, we're in it for the long game. Yes, we're fully engaged in eternity right now, but we're also living eternal lives that have ramifications into the future and into eternity. We're not just about short-term gratification. So this year, as you look to the future, what's your one thing?